And eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him with the slaughtering of his son. And here too, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam passed all these tests. And you see that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when he put him through these tests, the words that came out of his, "Satajiduni insha'allahu min as-sabirin." Oh Allah, you'll find me insha'Allah from those who are patient. In this life of ours, Allah tabaraka on different occasions. And this is mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem. Where Allah ta'ala says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ لَمْ تَعْكِدْ بَانٌ تَعْكِدْ سَقِيلًا, which means emphasis, definitely, most definitely, most definitely. I'm going to test you. I'll put you through your paces. Sometimes I'll test you with poverty and hunger. A person doesn't know where he's going to get the money to pay his rent, to pay his lights and water. How he's going to put food under the dastarkhan? He has no idea at all. He's going through such financial difficulty in this hunger of his. Allah ta'ala will test him. And sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test a person through loss of wealth. That now there was the looting took place, his shop was burned, they looted his business, his car got stolen, his money got stolen, investments all collapsed. So sometimes it's a loss of wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test a person with. And sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test a person through the loss of life. And sometimes he lost a person who was close to him, he lost his father, he lost his mother, he lost his siblings, he lost his best friend, he lost his child. He lost his spouse. People who were close to him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took them away. So in all of this here, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will test people in different ways. And this is compulsory, it is necessary. Whilst a person is in this world, he'll have to go through the different tests and trials and tribulations. But in all of this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala explains and he says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, glad tidings to those who make sabr. Glad tidings to those who are patient. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Any difficulty, calamity afflicts them, they put their trust in Allah وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. To Allah we belong, and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person he puts his trust in Allah, and he shows patience and sabr at the time of difficulty and hardships. In the hadith, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that those people who went through the most amount of difficulty and tests were the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala put them through their paces. Through every Nabi of Allah Ta'ala went through lots of difficulty and hardships. ثُمَّ الْأَمْسَلْ فَالْأَمْسَلْ. Then those who are the closest to the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, Allah Ta'ala test them. And from all the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, Allah Ta'ala tested Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most. From all the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, there was no Nabi of Allah Ta'ala that was tested like Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But in all this, sometimes when Allah Ta'ala loves a person, when Allah Ta'ala loves a person, then He puts him through this test and trial. In the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, may yuridillahu bi khayran. Person who Allah Ta'ala intends some good for him, then He puts him through a test, through a calamity, through a difficulty, to see how he behaves in that calamity. And then Allah Ta'ala rewards him for that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards him tremendously. In the Quran al-Kareem, Allah Ta'ala speaks specifically about one Nabi whose name was Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam. Wazkur abdana Ayyub. Allah Ta'ala speaks about Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam. He was a Nabi of Allah who was enjoying so many ni'mats and favors. He had wealth, he had children, he had home, he had properties. Everything was on his side. And then slowly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him. Allah ta'ala took away all his wealth. Then Allah ta'ala took away all his children. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took away his health. And he used to be so sick, so ill at the times, he couldn't move any limb of his body. The only person that remained with him was his wife. She used to go out and work for people in their homes and whatever little to look after her husband. But in all this difficulty and hardship, not once did Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam have complained towards Allah. He bore all of this with sabr and patience, so much so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about him in praise in the Quran al-Kareem. Inna wajadnahu sabira. We found him to be very patient. Ni'ma al-abdu. What a servant. What a servant. Allah ta'ala is speaking about Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam. Inna wajadnahu sabira. Ni'ma al-abdu. What a servant this was. We found him to be extremely patient. So in this dunya, in this world, sometimes Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will test people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put people through difficulty and hardships. Sometimes through wealth, sometimes through life, sometimes through health. But in all of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see that we bear all of this with sabr and with patience. Sometimes it happens to a person in his life, Allah ta'ala takes his little child away. Child is only about 6, 7, 8 years old. He's a young child, but this child of his is not even Bali. He hasn't even committed a sin in his life. And this child is now taken away. So in this also, there's great amount of sawab and reward for the parents of this child. This child becomes like a ticket for them to go to Jannah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in one hadith, something to the effect that once a person's child was taken away. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, oh my malaika, I took away the child of this person. I took away the apple of his heart. What was his response at such a situation? So the malaika said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, when you took this person's child away, he praised you and he said, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi. Subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the malaika that you be rest assured and you be witness that because he praised me, I am building for him a palace in Jannah. I am building for him a palace in Jannah, and this palace will be called Baytul Hamd, the palace of praise, the house of praise, the home of praise. Because he bought this with patience and he bought this with sabr. Once one person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he brought his little son and he brought him in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw this sahabi with his little son. And after some time he see that this boy is no more coming. So he asked the father, what happened to your little boy? He says, he passed away, Ya Rasulullah. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, did you love this boy? He says, I loved him too much, Ya Rasulullah. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, that on the day of Qiyamah, you will find this young boy of yours at the door of Jannah, and he'll be waiting there for his parents, and he will take you all into Jannah with him. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to the Sahaba Kiram radiallahu anhum, do you know who is a childless person? Do you know who is a childless person? A childless person. Sahaba Kiram radiallahu anhum said, Ya Rasulullah, a childless person is a person who doesn't have any children. A childless person is a person who doesn't have any children. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to them, No, a childless person is not a person who doesn't have any children. A childless person is a person who hasn't yet sent a child of his into the Akhirah. He hasn't yet sent a child of his into the Akhirah. So sometimes a person, Allah Ta'ala puts him through difficulty, but in that calamity is also a blessing of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sometimes wants to reward him tremendously. Tremendously, tremendously Allah Ta'ala wants to reward him. So he puts him through this difficulty and hardship. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, Asa an takrahu shay'an wa huwa khayrun lakum. Sometimes you don't like something. Sometimes something doesn't seem to be very good to you. But in this, there's a lot of good for you. There's a lot of good for you. Why? Because Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has decided this for you. And in what Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala decides, there's always a lot of good and a lot of khair in it. So sometimes these calamities and these musibats, there are a lot of blessings in this. The Hadith Sharif teaches us that even if a person gets a fever, that fever of his becomes a means of forgiveness of his gunas and his sins. Although it might seem like it's a difficulty, a hardship, but that becomes a means of forgiveness for his sins, even to the extent that if a thorn has to prick him on his foot, whilst he's walking, a thorn pricked him, and he just felt that little pain, that also becomes a means of forgiveness for a person's gunas. So my respected elders and brothers, when a person goes through any difficulty, and he goes through any hardship in this world, then these calamities and difficulties and hardships many a times are a means of getting a person closer to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in that pain of his, in that difficulty of his, with that heart of his broken in 1,000 pieces. There's nobody else he can turn to besides Allah. And he sits in a masjid, he performs salah. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives us some guidelines in the Quran Kareem that in this kind of difficulty and hardship, what is the way forward for a person? Ista'inu bi sabri wa salah. That seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with patience and with salah. A person comes to the masjid, he performs 2 rakats of salah, and he cries for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And with that also he shows patience and sabr. And this becomes a means of him getting closer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Who else is there for him to cry to besides Allah? And who is there to him besides Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there for him. And in that calamity of his, he brings and he draws himself closer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One person in Clearwood, recently his son passed away. There was some robbery, 41-year-old shot, and the son passed away. So we went to give a little taziyat by him. This person, alhamdulillah, he comes to Hazrat Mufti Sahib's majlis regularly. And sitting in a company of the Buzrugan-e-Deen, it must have an effect on a person. It helps in molding and shaping the minds of a person. So this old man who lost his son, we went to visit him because taziyat and consoling the bereaved is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We went to visit him, just to meet him. So he mentioned to us that when I got the news that my son got shot and he passed away, he said immediately I went to the masjid. I performed 2 rakats of salah and I made dua to Allah Ta'ala. And he said, oh Allah, I beg you that although my heart is grieved and my heart is paining, I want your help and your assistance. but I will never say anything against you, O Allah, and I'm happy with whatever decision you have made, O Allah. I'm happy with your decision. This is called Rida bil Qada, where a person is happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whatever Allah has decided for me, I'm happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decision. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also went through difficulty and hardship. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's son, Hazrat Ibrahim radiallahu anhu, passed away. Young child, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had three sons. Two of them already had passed away. This was the third child that had passed away of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has the child and he's burying the child and tears are streaming down his Mubarak eyes. And the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu ask him, Ya Rasulullah, do you also cry? Do you also cry? Mubarak words were, Al-Ainu Tahzan. وَلَا نَقُولُ إِلَّا بِمَا يَرْضَى رَبُّنَا تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. The eyes will tear, the heart will pain, and the heart will grieve. But we will not say anything that will displease Allah. We will never say anything that will displease Allah. We are happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رِضَى بِالْقَضَى. A person is happy with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided for him. Whatever Allah Ta'ala has decided for him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on such occasions, a person who exercises sabr, a person who exercises patience at the time of difficulty and hardship, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala rewards him tremendously for the sabr and the patience of his. In a hadith sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when a person will see the rewards of sabr, when the person will see the rewards of sabr, that when he went through all this difficulty, when he went through all these hardships in this world, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarded him for that sabr of his, then at the day of Qiyamah he will hope and he will wish that Allah Ta'ala would have put him through more difficulties and calamities in this world to this extent that his body would have been cut up into pieces by scissors. His body would have been cut up into pieces. And on this difficulty and hardship he would have made sabr. And upon this Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala would have rewarded him and he would have received the reward of all the sabr in the akhirah. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. That as far as other ibadat and other good deeds are concerned, then a person will get certain rewards. If a person does this, then he'll get the sawab of so many hajj and umrah. And if he does this, then he'll get so much of reward. But sabr is that thing which يوفى الصابرون أجرهم. No counting to as far as how much of reward. He'll get reward without counting. Limitless, countless, infinite amount of sawab and reward for a person who exercises patience, for a person who exercises sabr. So in the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala is explaining to us and He's telling us that throughout our lives there will be difficulties, there will be hardships, there will be problems that a person will go through. Sometimes it's a financial problem, sometimes it's a marital problem, sometimes it's a loss of life or loss of wealth. But in all of this, a person must exercise patience. The poet says that if you went through difficulty, then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also went through difficulty. If you lost your father, then he lost his father before he was born. And if you lost your mother, then he lost his mother at the age of 6. And if you lost your grandfather, then he lost his grandfather at the age of 8. And if you lost your wife, then he lost 2 of his wives. And if you buried your child, then 6 of his children he passed away in his lifetime. And he saw them being buried, he saw them passing away. So if you went through any difficulty, then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through much more difficulty. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved him more than he loved anyone else. Sometimes when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person, then he puts him through that difficulty and through that hardship. But just to reward him and to raise his status in the akhirah. In the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا ما آتاها سيجعل الله بعد عسر يسرا. Allah ta'ala will never put a person through a test more than what he can manage. Allah Ta'ala will never put something more than he can manage. A person that goes through a test, he goes through a test to the extent that he can manage. And thereafter Allah Ta'ala says, سَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ عُسْرِ يُسْرًا. But after the difficulty, Allah Ta'ala will definitely show you ease. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will definitely show you good times as well. So if a person goes through any kind of difficulty, any hardship in this world, then what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us is that we be patient, we be happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided for us. And in this great amount of sawab, great amount of reward for us. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq wa barakatuh.